Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Judith Bendersky, State of Alaska Medicare expert, here to talk to us about Medicare. Welcome to Morning Edition, Judith.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, this is what you do. You travel around the state and you help people navigate Medicare, which, as I understand it, can be a very confusing and intimidating subject.
Absolutely. Very confusing.
Tell us a bit about who you are and really specifically what your role is.
Well, I am the manager of the Medicare Information Office for the State Health Department and funded by the federal government. And my role is to make sure that Alaskans, no matter where they live and what they do, have good information about Medicare. And that's related to when and if they need to enroll and which parts they should sign up for and how it works.
What are people's relationship to Medicare? What's that usually like? They come to you, and it's often a very difficult thing for people to understand and to talk about. And why is it so challenging?
Well, first of all, I think turning 65 is a pretty big transition for many people. They are in denial that that will ever happen. People's relationship with Medicare can be quite simple. They just follow the rules. They stay up on what they should do, and there's no problems. But other people have questions about the Affordable Care Act versus Medicare, or misunderstand the difference between Medicaid and Medicare, and don't understand that if they have that they can have both. And in general, people have questions and reservations about applying, enrolling, and if they need to.
Well, and to complicate matters, there are three parts to Medicare and three enrollment periods. Can you
There's
talk
at least,
about that?
Well, there are at least three parts. There's Part A, Part B, Part C, which we don't have in Alaska, and Part D. And D as in drugs. And then there's also Medigap or Medicare supplements. So there's more like five or six parts and different enrollment periods. But generally speaking, when people get ready to turn 65 or a few months before, they really ought to start reading up and figuring out if they need to enroll or not. And so if somebody's working at past 65 and has good insurance through their employer or is married to a person with good insurance through their spouse's employer, they may be able to delay signing up for Medicare. And so that's one of the enrollment periods.
And we're in an enrollment period now, correct? Which is why you're traveling a bit and visiting rural areas?
We are. We're in the open enrollment period now, or the annual enrollment period, for prescription drug coverage. That starts October 15th every year, and it ends December 7th. And that's the window of time in which anyone on any part of Medicare can sign up for prescription coverage, switch plans that they're on, or drop it altogether. And that is why I'm here, to help Sitkans navigate that process.
And then we also just learned yesterday from Congress the Part B premium.
That's right. It sounds like Congress came together and came up with a plan for the Part B premium for 2016. Starting January 1, 2016, it will be, I think I read this morning, $123.60 a month. Now, that's the amount for people who do not get a Social Security benefit. But people who get a Social Security benefit, or let's what people say, Social Security. So people who get either Social Security as a retirement or a disability benefit, they are going to remain at $104.90 a month because they're held harmless to any increase in the Medicare premium because Social Security's cost of living did not go up. So it's complicated. But we at least know that the Part B premium for people who don't get Social Security will be around $123.60 a month.
So a lot of numbers. Can we cycle back to basics for a minute? Who is eligible for Medicare?
Well, as people turn 65, they become eligible for Medicare, 65 or older. And about 20% of people in Alaska that are on Medicare because of disability are also eligible, and they get automatically enrolled into Medicare Parts A and B about 2 years after their disability benefit starts.
Okay, about how many Alaskans are enrolled in Medicare?
About 80, last time I saw was around 83,000 Alaskans, which, as you know, is more than 10% of the entire population. And about 17,000 of those folks are under 65, and the rest are over 65. So that's a growing number.
You're in Sitka to talk a bit about Medicare with Sitkins and to answer questions. How can people contact you? Where can people find you?
Well, today is Wednesday. Is today Wednesday? Today's Wednesday, mm-hmm. And I'm at the Senior Center all day in Sitka. It's on the lake, Swan Lake Senior Center. tomorrow is Thursday. I'll be working at Search part of the day. I want to give Sitkins my cell phone number, 907-230-1935. And then on Thursday at 5:30, I'm giving a presentation for about an hour and a half, and repeating that on Friday at 9:30 in the morning at the Sealing Cove Business Center. And AARP is sponsoring that. And then I'll be around the rest of the day Friday, perhaps back at the Legislative Information Office, where Marie very kindly set me up and gave me some private space where I could work with individuals on their specific situations.
So what kind of information should someone bring with them if they'd like to speak with you?
If people want, they can bring their red, white, and blue Medicare card if they already have one, a list of their prescriptions, any paperwork like Medicare statements or explanations of benefit or letters from Social Security that have them scratching their heads, any documentation that they may have, so that if they say, I got this letter and it says blah, 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 I can say, could you please show me that letter so that I can help you understand what it says? So for people to bring as much information as they can.
Because really, it's hard for you to answer questions in generalities because every situation is so specific.
It's really individualized. You know, there are people, for instance, who have access to tribal health services, Veterans Administration, and the answer to their questions is going to be different than somebody who maybe is retiring with State of Alaska, Alaska Care Retiree Benefits. It's very individualized.
So could you maybe pick your top, the question you hear most frequently and attempt to answer it on air?
Sure. I would say, how do I enroll? And I usually have to peel back a few layers of the onion and say, well, what's your birthday? Are you working and do you have insurance? And do you have access to the internet? Because enrollment can be done on the internet through Social Security's website, or it can be done over the phone by appointment with Social Security. Or sometimes I will just help people. I'll just hop online and do the enrollment for somebody and then email them or snail mail them a confirmation of their enrollment. So the basic question, how do I enroll? Do I have to, when, and how do I enroll is really the top question.
Okay, what about second top? We have time for one more.
Turning 65, do I really have to enroll in Medicare? I have great insurance through the group. And then the question is, well, is it a retiree group? And then the answer is, you probably do have to enroll in Medicare because Medicare becomes the primary payer before your retiree health plan will pick up as secondary. So usually the question is, do I have to enroll if I have retiree coverage? And the answer is, yes, probably.
How long, Judith, have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 9 years, and I love it. I travel all over Alaska and field thousands of calls every year, and I talk to people that are in propane-heated tents and people that call from sat phones and people that call from skiffs, and I really love it. The Medicare Information Office, based in Anchorage, funds also several grantees, a grantee in Juneau, Kenai, Fairbanks, Matsu, and Anchorage. So I'm not the only one that does this. May I give the 800 number?
Oh, definitely.
So if anybody's really wanting to know who to call, the number that works in Alaska is 800-478-6065, or directly 907-269-3680. And a friendly person will answer the phone and help you, the listener, articulate what your questions are from there.
Wonderful. And then really briefly again, where are you going to be in Sitka? How can Sitkans connect with you?
Today, Wednesday, I'll be at the Swan Lake Senior Center, so stop by. Tomorrow, Thursday, I'll be at Search working with Andrea Thomas. She does outreach and enrollment. And my cell is 230-1935. And then at the Sealing Cove Business Center, Thursday evening at 5:30 and Friday morning at 9:30, I'll be giving seminars. Also on Thursday at 11:30, a specialist, Cynthia Gibson, will be talking about retiring as a public employee from 11:30 to 1:15. And she's going to hone down on Social Security planning starting at 1:30 and ending at around 3:30. And people are welcome to RSVP for any of those events through AARP by calling in Anchorage 907-762-3303 or just showing up at the Sealing Cove Business Center on Thursday at 11:30 is fine as well.
Well, it sounds like you have a very busy full schedule while you're here.
A fun few days, and I love Sitka.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning, Judith.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Judith Bendersky, and she is a Medicare expert with the state of Alaska here in Sitka to answer your Medicare questions.